Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA, the Love Zone USA, the Love Zone USA.
Your love makes a difference in my life.
Hey, this is John Michael. I want you to join me on Monday, October 28th, 9 p.m. with the ladies on the Girlfriend Network as we talk about my new album, Sophisticated. Tune into the Girlfriend Network on thelovezoneusa.com. And by the way, October 28th is my birthday, so I think we'll all have a nice little celebration during that show. So tune in, October 28th, 9 p.m.
All right. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. How's everybody doing today? Good, good.
Good, good, good.
Good. I'm so excited about John Michael. You guys heard it. Just check us out October 28th. He will be with us. And I had no idea it's his birthday. He's a great artist. Check out his album, Sophisticated. And let's get into the topic. Tonight's topic is mixed signals. Now, for anyone who's listening or wants to tune into us, please go to our website, www.thelovezoneusa.com. Click on Broadcast tab and click on the episode, Mixed Signals. Or you can also call in at 347-539-5729 to listen in or if you have any opinions on what we're going to talk about. So I am Denise, your host, and I have the lovely Tahira who's been co-hosting with me the last few weeks. How are you, baby?
I'm doing good. How are you, Denise?
I'm great and so grateful that you're on with me and that we're going to talk about this topic. So tonight's topic is mixed signals. Now, a lot of us know that nowadays it's very difficult to date and to actually meet people. What makes it even harder is when you're dating someone and you're not clear on what's going on. You know, sometimes we women can give mixed signals, so can men as well. Now,
yes.
Tahira, one thing that I wanted to get into about the mixed signals and as far as dating, I want to talk about the exclusive, if you are my girlfriend or we're just dating. A lot of times, even men and women, we give these signals. We want to be exclusive or be dating you only, but we don't want to give it a title. Now, it's a cliche. They always say that men do that, but I see women as well have fallen into that. It just seems really hard for a man or whoever wants to be committed to claim their girlfriend or boyfriend. What do you think about that? Like, you know, they want to claim they're exclusive and only date you, but they don't want a title. I think that's a big mixed signal. I mean, either you're with me, you're my
or
man, or, you know, I'm your girl, or we're not exclusive. Because exclusive means only me and you.
Yeah.
What do you think about
that? I think that's the I love you conditionally with certain conditions and getting into that. I think in that scenario, you definitely have to be clear as the receiver part. What you want. If someone is sending you mixed signals where they say they want to be exclusive but never say it, you have to be the one to get to the bottom and say, hey, I'm feeling that we're exclusive, just to confirm, am I wrong for thinking like that? So,
exactly.
I mean, it's tricky.
It is. I've seen certain instances with other women that will be like, oh, he's my man, this is my boo, and then, you know, on the other end, he's like, well, I'm just dating her. And 3, 4 years, even 5 years, have gone past, and you have no relationship. So what's the problem? I think with mixed signals, what we always talk about on the show, as we talked about last week and the weeks before, is communication. You have to be clear on what you want. I, for one, you know that women can be a little bit indecisive, and so can men. But a woman knows what she wants. A man's relationship is when he's ready. A woman could be ready for love anytime. A man has to be ready and has to be the right time, right?
And has to be in position
to be able to have that whole exclusive and you don't want to be my boyfriend and I don't want to be your girlfriend, let's keep it that way. But then again, if I'm out somewhere and you see me kicking it with someone else, you're going to lose it. So whose fault is that? If you and me are not clear and I'm in a gray area, I need to know. I just think that's it's just childish. At that point, you have to be honest and not make anything confusing. And what's the worst that can happen? You know, you don't want to be my boyfriend. I don't want to be your girlfriend. We have an understanding. If it works for us, it works for us. Correct?
Well, at least, you know, that's correct. And at least at that point in time, like I said on the show before, communication is the key. If things were okay like X amount of years ago when you didn't know, it was no problems. Now there's a problem that is arising because you're so unsure of your status. That's when I think your needs are changing. So you definitely need to get clear where you are. You have to have some type of conversation and say, hey, you know, we've been together for X amount of years and I feel that we're exclusive. Am I wrong? So you have to get some type of confirmation on where he is. If your needs are changing, just, you know, to break it, I mean, get to the point of things.
Yeah, I had to laugh because I had a friend of mine was talking to me and she was speaking about how she was dating. She was she didn't have an exclusive relationship, but it kind of turned into that. She was dating this guy for a few years and they actually broke it off. She actually went on a date with another gentleman and she found out that he had the same situation as her. He was like, you know, I've been dating this girl for a few years, but she's not my girlfriend. So I'm still looking. And I asked her, I said, what do you think about that? She's like, I can't judge because I was in the same particular situation. But at the same time, it's like, how long do you know before you want to be my man or I want to be your girl? I mean, come on. You know, you shouldn't be going on dates with nobody if I've been seeing you for 2 years. That's just me. I'm just saying. But in situations
well,
like
some
that,
people
it's like.
Yeah, some people have an open situation, so.
Yeah, I can't judge. I mean, everything is not for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Yeah, that was the show before.
Yeah, I got another one with mixed signals that a couple of people were, you know, asking me questions about. She just wants to be friends, but then she's, you know, you guys are messing around or maybe kissing or hooking up, but she wants to be friends. What do you think about that? As far as like a woman with a man that, you know, she's like, well, we're friends, but maybe they go out, have a few drinks, she might kiss him, and then he might kiss her, but he's like, no, we're just friends. What do you think about that? I think some people want to take it at their own pace. They have a lot going on. It might be a mixed signal. But if you're not into this person and you're friends, you shouldn't be kissing none of your friends, first of all.
I think if – because I did have a crush, and I did have – and I was like – and that's why I was excited about this topic because I couldn't understand some of the nonverbal communication because a lot of mixed signals are nonverbal. But in that particular situation – if she's your friend and she's kissing you, that's where the conversation, you know, maybe the next day, hey, you know, I know we're friends, but last night you kissed me. I'm not sure where you want to go with this thing. You're telling me that you want to be friends with me, but you're kissing me, so that's showing me something else. So, I mean, that should have a conversation just to reestablish again where you are and where you're going with the thing. But for me, yeah, it's tough. It's hard to understand.
Well, before you get into what you're going to talk about, I completely am guilty of this right here. I had friendship with someone for a very long time. He was interested in me, and I've never pursued it because he dated one of our friends, which is one topic we spoke about. I was very uncomfortable. It was years ago. My friend moved on. She got married, whatever the case may be. I've known him for over 10 years. You know, one time we actually hung out and we were playing a game and we did make out. Ever since that, he felt a little unsure of how I felt about him. I said, listen, I do appreciate your friendship and I do respect you and I like you, but I can't take it there because of X, Y, and Z. But because I did that, he was never able to let it go. He still thinks there might be a chance, even though I'm telling him I don't feel comfortable, but he's like, come on, give me a chance. You know, you kind of showed me that before. But, you know, I feel terrible about it, and I'm talking about it because I'm being honest. And, you know, we've had this conversation, and now, you know, he finally understands. But it was the fact that, you know, he dated someone I knew for a while, that I knew for years, and it was just uncomfortable for me. But I made the mistake to, you know, put that out there. Sometimes men see a window, and it might have been a window that was open 2 years ago, and they still think they could come through the window, if you know what
that
I mean.
That's true. Yes.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go into
get into some music.
Yeah, we're going to get some music, and we're going to come back and talk about your story. People, please listen in, 347-539-5729, and we'll be back on the Girlfriend Network.
You're much more than human being. Extraordinary machines. Oh, I never loved someone like this. All I know.
perfect work of art. I knew right from the start. Oh, I was never sure of a God before, but I know He must exist. He created this. I was in here for you. We were made to love. We were made to love. You was in for me too. We were made to love. We were made to love.
Hi, this is Mesa. When I'm in the mood to find out what's going on with the ladies, talking about dating, sex, relationships, and marriage, I tune in to Zena and Fallon on the Girlfriend Network on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Check out the Countdown Show with Tony Diamond. Tune in as Tony Diamond counts down the top 7 songs and mixes right here on the Love Zone USA. Each and every Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to tune in and tell a friend.
The Love Zone USA.
And we're back on the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Denise D., and I have Ms. Tahira on the line. Guys, remember, you guys can call in at 347-539-5729. Also, you can go to our website, www.thelovezoneusa.com. Click on the broadcast tab and click on the episode. Mixed Signals is our topic tonight. So before we left, we're giving some juicy kind of real-life stories. I explained my little, you know, mixed signal thing that I had going on, and Tahira was going to get into something. The topic that we're talking about is mixed signals. We already spoke about, you know, being in a relationship, being exclusive, being introduced as a boyfriend or girlfriend. We covered that. Now we were talking about she just wants to be friends or he just wants to be friends, and you're maybe kissing or maybe, you know, doing a little bit more than friends do. I explained a little story that I had going on just in case you guys caught up. And Tahira, what were you going to share with the listeners? I want to know.
What I was just saying, I did have a crush on a friend, and I let him know how I felt, that I liked him. And at that point in time, it wasn't, I guess, you know, he was in a relationship, so I didn't know, so he let me know. I ran into him maybe a couple months ago, and I guess that relationship is done. And he gave me this look out of this world, and I was just like, I don't get it. I tried to talk to you, and I let you know how I felt. And I understand it wasn't that time, but and I'm like, am I missing something? So when I heard that we're going to do the show, I was just like, I'm so confused about what he wants now. Because
So what happened was that now he's not in a relationship no longer, and you ran into him, and now he's looking at you like, what's up, let's get it, or let's do this, or he's just looking at you like, I'm single, do you have to make the move? Because you initiated it, and you had no idea he was unavailable. Now that he's available, what's the next step? That's what you're asking?
Well, I was shocked because he looked at me like, you know, like, what's the next step?
Like, hello, how are you?
Yeah, hello. So
we need a man to call in. We need someone, a guy to call in and give you advice on this. Because you know how we girls read into things sometimes? I don't want to be that person to read into it. But 347-539-5729 is the number. You guys can call in and listen in through there. So he gave you a look, and what else did he say? Did he say anything else, or was just like...
Okay, so we talked, and then he said, he gave me a compliment. We talked later. And because I was just like, I'm happy that I ran into you. And then we talked later, and he confirmed the look in the conversation. And I was like, oh, God, he just not looked at me. He confirmed it in the conversation. So I just left it alone because it was, I wasn't sure what to do. So,
So maybe when you give him a call back or you guys speak, it might get a little bit into depth. You never know.
Maybe what I would do at this point, I'll just get, you know, confirmation on what signals I feel like he's sending out. I'm just going to ask.
Yeah, you have to. Why
would
you
looking at me this way?
Yeah, exactly. Why were you looking at me this way? You already told him. I mean, what else is there to hide? There's no shade behind it. You already told him, and at that time, he wasn't available. Now he is, so maybe you guys can go on a date. You never know.
I don't know.
Oh, God, us women, let me tell you. We're talking about the whole friends thing, being mixed and having mixed signals when it comes to that. Now, another one that I find is a mixed signal is when somebody asks for your number, but they never call.
Yeah.
You know, when you take somebody's number and you never call. You might be flirting with the person the night before at a bar or at a party or just out. They ask for your number. You know, they explain you guys have a great conversation and you guys have a good, you know, connection, and they never call. That happened to me one time. And the one time that happened to me, I'm going to put it out there because I was very disappointed because I saw he was going to give me a call. I went out to, it was in the city. I went out to this bar, and this guy was really nice, a gentleman. We were talking. He was there. It was like a networking event. He gave me his card. I gave him my information. And he never called me. I'm not going to say where because now it's too late. You better not call. It's over. That's this was a long, this was like maybe like 8 months ago, maybe 6 to 8 months ago. And I was wondering what happened. We were actually, you know, talking. He seemed like he was into what I was saying, and then he never called. So I was, I guess he was waiting for me to call. I just didn't call because he asked me for my number first. I had a card of his. I really didn't have his actual private number. It was his business card.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you ask me if you don't want to call me, all right? Don't ask me for my number if you're not going to call. And I've been guilty of doing that. I've taken a number and not called, but I'll specifically say, listen, I'm not in the mood for this, or, you know, I'm not looking for anything, and if you insist, I'm not going to be rude, but I'm letting you know you're doing it to wait, you know, you're kind of wasting your time. I'm not trying to sound like I have all these men behind me, listeners, I swear, I'm not sounding conceited, I'm not even like that, but I'm just straight up like that, like, if I don't want to talk to you, I'm going to tell you. And then it's so, like, you try your best to be like, listen, you know, this is not the time, I'm not interested or whatever. Some people just press it and push. Okay, then you give them the number, and then it's like, you know what I'm saying? You feel pressured.
Yeah.
Just being respectful and polite.
Yeah. In those circumstances, you are telling the truth. So I can understand, you know, when you told someone, look, this is not the right time, or, you know, right now I don't want to be bothered. I mean, you're being honest, so you're not sending a mixed signal because you're telling the truth. This is what is realistic right now for me.
But I think one of my friends told me, I'm still taking the number, though. I should have been like, you know what, I don't want it at all, and I'm still taking it. Like, well, call me if you can, or, you know, we'll talk. Like, I'm still taking it.
You're giving hope.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm shutting you down, but then I'm like, okay, well, I'll take it maybe. You know, has that ever happened to you, Tiara?
The not calling back? I haven't experienced that yet. Or guys, usually if they say they're going to call me, they'll call me.
I know. I swear. I was like, what happened? Like, I'm thinking maybe I don't know, it was dark in there after words we were, I don't know.
Sometimes in those types of situations, it depends. And he's like, was he drinking? Because, you know, sometimes
It was alcohol involved for sure. And it was like a networking party. We got there a little late, and it kind of turned into like not a club, but like a lounge kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it could be a lot of different factors, but whatever. It's his loss. And I got a story to tell about him anyway, so it worked out. Oh, my God.
Everything
happens
for a reason.
What happened? What happened to you? What did you
say? Everything happens for a reason.
Yes, it does. It does. Another mixed signal I wanted to talk about was when you were actually dating someone and they only want to hang out with you on the weeknight. They never want to give up their weekend. They always want to maybe chill with you on a, you know, a regular weekday, let's say a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, I know that we all have a lot of busy things. You're extremely busy, Tahira. So am I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the weekend might not work. Some people might work on the weekend, like as I do sometimes. But, I mean, if our prime date is going to be on the weekend, days, and you never want to give up a weekend for me? I don't know. What do you feel about that? Do you think that's like a mixed signal?
No, that makes me suspicious. Like, I think you're married if you can't hang out with me on weekends. I'm sorry. That's what
right?
I think. Unless you have, like, this big NFL job or NBA job and you really work on weekends where you're at football games and stuff like that. I don't know. That's a little suspicious for me. I would want a weekend, at least 1 weekday. So I would have a conversation with him. That's suspicious. It's not even mixed signals. It's suspicion at that
suspicion,
point.
Right? Someone that was asking me this question, like, oh, you know, if we just started seeing each other and, you know, we just chill on weekdays because of her schedule and his schedule, he bartends, yada, 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 and I only see this person Tuesdays or Wednesdays. I told the person, I think you're Mr. Tuesday or Mrs. Wednesday, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And you need to find someone who's interested in being only with you because they seem to have something else going on. But
yeah,
that might give some
more conversation.
More conversation is
needed to develop that.
Yeah, it's like a rough patch. I mean, every night of the week, you know, you mean to tell me that you're available, but when Saturday comes along, you're with your son, or if you have a child, or you're doing all these things, you're super busy. I mean, a Friday night you can't give me, I don't know.
You make time for the things that you want in your life. So, yeah, it would have to be definitely, it's for that, for me, that's suspicion. I mean, that's more than a mixed signal. That's like a red flag. So I would definitely have to have some conversations with this person.
I know. I agree. I think in dating, you need to be clear, like we always talk about, and mixed signals shouldn't be an issue. You know, if you want to be with me, you want to be with me, you don't want to hang out with me, it's want. I always spoke to, even Mike T, he's our producer, and he's part of the Love Zone. He always says it's WANT. When somebody wants, they're going to want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's it.
Yeah.
It's just nothing else. I mean, it's that plain and simple. But sometimes, you know, we look into signals and we, you know, like you said, we listen to the nonverbals more or less than what's coming out of somebody's mouth and their true actions, you know?
Yeah, and that press situation, it was difficult because he wouldn't say, I don't know if he was shy, he didn't say a lot, so I only had the nonverbals to go on. And then once, you know, I did get my, you know, to ask him out, and then he was just like he was in a relationship. So that was the reason for the mixed signals, because of the relationship. So I'm just all about getting to the point of what's really going on. Ask the questions that you need to ask to understand what's really going on.
That is true. That is true. I think that's one of the most difficult things in our generation nowadays, and the highest form of disrespect, when someone knows that they have all these avenues. You can call me, you can text me, we could talk in person. There's Facebook. There's all different types of ways that you could communicate with me about how you feel or how you don't want to feel, and you avoid it. I think that's something that's wrong in our generation. I mean, you have to clarify things, be clear. And sometimes you want to give people a chance because they might have X, Y, Z situations going on. But guess what? I have X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, and I still make time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like there's any excuse. But, you know, just – and I've been kind of a little guilty of it before when I was a little younger. Like, you know, like just not really wanting to hang out with someone and being kind of indecisive or if I really felt the person. But it was more of a connection thing. It wasn't like I'm trying to lead them on or give them any mixed signals purposely, you know? And I think that's something that's really important. Like we spoke many times, communication, communication, communication. There's just no way that, you know, you have no choice but to be honest with someone. Another thing that really grinds my gears, and I'm going to go into this, is mixed signals as far as responding back to people and being consistent in your conversations and your phone calls.
Yes.
I'm not only 100%, yes, you know what I'm going to go into about this. I'm not only 100% yours when I'm in your face or I'm in your presence or I'm physically here. And anybody that wants to give their opinion, please call in 347-539-5729, please. I'm not only in your presence when we're together. I need some type of form of communication. Because I have had a situation where I was dating someone and we would be together and it was all about me and I felt the connection. But as soon as, you know, we weren't around, it was a kind of inconsistency. He would communicate, but it wasn't like I wanted, you know, right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within 3 or 4 hours, it was like lagging or I was tired or just kind of little crappy excuses that I just don't give a shit about. And I'm going to say shit because that's bullshit. And it's bullshit. And, you know, it wasn't like I don't think he was with anyone else or anything like that. But he was giving me mixed signals as far as when I'm in front of him is a different story. But when I'm not around, it's like a little inconsistent. And in that situation, it's just time to move on. And that's exactly what I did. I mean, if you are with me in my face and you realize how you feel about me when you're in my presence, but you can't really ask me how my day is going or we can't have a full conversation on a daily basis or every other day, that's a problem.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Because I know a lot of women who go through that. Like, they'll be like, oh, he just doesn't like to text. He's just not a phone person. What do you think in regards to
I'm
that?
Spoiled. I'm sorry. Like, I for me, mixed signals, that goes into red flag for me. If you're not, you're in my face and you're one way and then you won't text me or you don't reach out to me, that's like a red flag to me. Like, what's going on? So I would just ask him questions. What happens when we're not together because you don't text me?
Yeah.
You don't reinforce when we are together. So I would just be real curious, like, what's going on? You're not feeling the same way? You know, because I'm spoiled. Like, if you're up in my face being one way, you definitely have to be that way, like, over text, seeing how I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I'm that
what?
Way. I love you like
that. Exactly. You know what? And we're going to continue talking about this because I know females who have the same thing where these men do not return these text messages or calls, but it's a different story when they're physically in front. I'm really kind of sick and tired of that, and I'm not the only – you know you've heard these stories, but we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
We're going to go into some music and some commercials. Guys, stay tuned. 347-539-5729, The Girlfriend Network. We'll be back.
Uh-huh, honey.
Autumn.
other niggas lame, and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, rad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at a basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutchin' running around all these Jamaicans. This that prom shit. This that what we do, don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch. And let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam. Bam.
Honey.
I wanna fuck you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get spunk on a mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Romy, Romy, Rome think? You remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. Hey, you know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes I got the worst rep. But hey, the backstroke I'm trying perfect. Hey, yo, we made it Thanksgiving. So hey, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church step. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
Hey, this is John Michael. I want you to join me on Monday, October 28th, 9 p.m. with the ladies on the Girlfriend Network as we talk about my new album, Sophisticated. Tune into the Girlfriend Network on thelovezoneusa.com. And by the way, October 28th is my birthday, so I think we'll all have a nice little celebration during that show. So tune in, October 28th, 9 p.m.
Can I tell you about a story? It's a girl that I knew. Lord knows that she was pretty, but her heart was made of gold. She only wanted money. She took all that I had. I tried to give her love, but she told me don't do that. She played with my mind. Love.
told you all alone she would take it all. Long as you gave her what she wanted, she would do it all. Freaky things, cooking clean, ain't nothing wrong. But when the water ran dry, she would write you off. Don't try to give her real love, she don't want that. Man, her heart's so cold, wish I knew that. Anybody that smiles so good gotta be hiding something so hood, cause she's so hood. Never really ever met a match in my life. She like fire, got the spark, damn right. Mood swings, fueled by the green, no time for a ring. But she tryna be down with
she
the king.
She playing with my mind. She playing with my mind.
Yo, this is EQ, exceptional quality. Yo, when I'm taking a break from making tracks, you know what I got on. I got that Love Zone USA, top 7 of the last 7 countdown, every Friday from 8 to 9, featuring Tony Diamond, Love Zone.
And we're back with the Girlfriend Network. I'm Denise, and I have Miss Tahira still here. Also, guys, remember, John Legend will be coming to the Love Zone USA. Make sure you register to win his fabulous CD, which I love, Love in the Future. Go to www.thelovezoneusa.com to register to win. Also, go to the Love Zone USA fan page on Facebook, and you can register to win John Legend's new CD, Love in the Future. And I'm not going to tell you when he's going to be on. It's going to be a surprise. Also, stay tuned for John Michael, who's a very amazing artist. That was just his song that was being played. And he'll be here on his birthday, October 28th at 9 p.m. on Monday. And Tahira, girl,
yes.
Stop it. This is a crazy, crazy, crazy. This is like my therapy, this topic, because I feel that
yes.
I've been in situations where I get really, really crazy mixed signals. But you made something so honest and so true about being a red flag. And I think because, you know, us women just in general, and maybe some men can, you know, agree, if you guys want to call in, again, 347-539-5729, that you can be understanding to people's situation. But when is enough enough? We're talking about how when someone's physically in front of you, they're all lovey-dovey, but when they're away, they're inconsistent in their communication. You should cut them off or let it go. What do you say to her? Cut them off, right? Cut her or cut him off?
Well, in a situation where – you know, they're not consistent. I think it needs to be a conversation, and then you have to decide if you can continue on with this or not. Me, I can't. I can't.
Yeah.
If I'm giving X, Y, and Z, I want you to give X, Y, and Z. So
yeah.
I think it should be, for me, it's a red flag. So I would have a conversation and be really honest about my feelings at that point in time, and you have the opportunity to make things change or not. So then I would have to make a decision what's best for me at that point in time. So.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, when you have that conversation and they still don't get it and they're not changing, that means they don't care. That's my,
mm-hmm.
even if you're a man or a woman or whoever's in the situation, they don't care. I have a caller on the line who is a friend to the show. And Akir, I want to bring him on. I need a man's opinion. I need a man to come in and say something because this has been all
yes.
us women tonight. Akir, are you on?
Peace. What's going on?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm great. I have Tahira on the line. Tahira, Akir.
Hi, Akir.
Tahira.
How
are you? How you doing?
Good.
What's going on? Have you been listening to what we're talking about?
Yeah, my phones are going in and out, but I heard some of the end of it.
Yeah, we're talking about mixed signals in relationships. We gave a couple examples about friendships that, you know, you might have a friend and you might, you know, mess around and give that person a mixed signal. We talk about being exclusive and being someone's girlfriend or boyfriend and not having the title. We talked about inconsistency in communication, but when you're in front of someone is a different story. We talked about various mixed signals that can happen in relationships. What's your opinion on mixed signals? Do you think it's just a game or it's just a red flag that you, as soon as it happens, you need to cut it off?
I think it depends on what the situation is, because the mixed signal could actually be you receiving it wrong, you know, and depending on where each party is in their life or their process, you know, and also it's you develop communication interpersonally, so getting to know someone is the process of you know, learning their communication and what that really means. So if you're interpreting what somebody's sentiment is based off of your previous relationship, you already started the game wrong, you know, in my opinion. But once you're able to break through some of the superficial aspects of getting to know each other and really have a heart-to-heart talk that most people really aren't willing to get to until, you know, years later and hopefully before the breakup, you know, then you can find out what a mixed signal really is.
That's true. I see where you're coming from with that. And that's what I was telling, what we were talking about with Tahira, that in certain instances, a lot of people's personalities and their expressions, or the way they express themselves, is a lot different. You know, there was a book that one of my friends was reading, and it was called The 100 Different Languages of Love. A lot of people have different ways to express love and express, gratification or express any type of feeling. It doesn't have to necessarily be through communicating. It could be, you know, through words. It could be through gifts. It could be through any little minor thing. But let's be real, when it comes to a relationship, you need to communicate. And sometimes some people have been through so many things that they're over that part of it. They're just like one and done. If you did this, that's it. I'm cutting you off. It's over. And, you know, I am a person who's very understanding. Tahira knows me. You know me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain limit that understanding meets your own feelings, and then what do? You linger around, or you just, you know, you cut it short.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you just have to cut it short, you know, for your own protection as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, you have to come back on the show, because I know you have a new album. And, tell everybody real quick, he's an artist, he's dope, and where you could get his music and listen to Akir. Tell the listeners.
Yeah. Well, everything on me could be found on alwayskeepitreal.com or viperrecords.com. You know, my name is Akir, A-K-I-R. It's really easy to Google. You know, I just put out a new EP in August and just finished up my tour with Brother Ali and Immortal Technique. So, you know, the new album, The Plan, is coming out in the first quarter this year, which is like January, February. So I'm really excited. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that sounds great.
Thank you. Oh, God, Tahira, at least we have someone calling as a guy to give us some perspective. Because
I did talk to one of my guy friends, and what he said to me about mixed signals, he said that it's a trust factor, too. It could be someone that has trust issues that they're sending, like, mixed signals. They're afraid to let someone in. So, and I was just like, really? And he was like, yeah, it could be like a person has just been hurt so much they're afraid to trust. They want to step out but can't.
That's true. That's a good one, because I feel like that sometimes. I really do. I feel that the trust issue is a reason why I might be hesitant to trust or to open up and just block in because of things that I've been through. And like Akir said, you know, it's kind of hard to start in the right foot in a relationship going on what's happened to you in the past. But your past experience, you know, are what you go by. You know, I mean, the present is too, right? I mean, I don't know, people say, oh, don't start your relationship in the wrong foot, but it's like, what foot am I supposed to start? If the foot I had, you chopped it off in the last relationship. Like, I can't grow another foot now.
Yeah, I haven't.
Like,
I'm working with what I got.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what else to say. And you know, Tahira, me and you spoke about this in many instances, even with our own girlfriends. It's just very difficult to peel off those layers. And like your friend said, that is a very good point. Very, very good point about you know, not trusting. And that's why you might give mixed signals to someone, because you don't trust, you're not too sure, you don't know what to do. You know, either way, you're like, what I do? Do I take a step further? Do I really trust this person?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's up to the person, you know, whoever's in the situation to analyze. So,
or if they're ready, like, I guess he's, you know, not ready to trust, but he just said it was a trust, because I've been asking people all weekend, you know, what do you think? One guy said it was based on sex. Guys that want to have sex with you, they send mixed signals because it has to do with sex. They just want to have sex with you.
Yeah, but what if they have sex with you already and they're still giving you mixed signals, and then, you know, it's like a lose-lose situation. Just don't have sex.
Yeah.
Just try not to.
I would just say, like, for me, I have to get to the bottom of it. If I'm, like, with the crush situation, you know, I liked him. Maybe I was too aggressive. I was like, look, you know, let's cut the chase. I like you. I want to go out with you. When can we go out? And then he told me about the girlfriend situation. So I was just like, okay, because I was around him. And I said, it seems like he likes me, but he never, you know, he never pushes up. So let me go and step up and help him. And I did. And now the situation is different, but... You know, now I'm like, I don't want to be in a relationship with you. You're my friend.
Why?
Like,
why don't you
want
to be in a relationship? I mean, you don't want a relationship, but you never know where it can go if he's open to it and if he's giving you those, you know, nonverbals or whatever feeling you're feeling towards him, you know?
For me personally, I like the friendship better, and I wouldn't want to now that I know him, I wouldn't want to compromise our friendship with anything else.
Yeah, that's true, though. I totally respect that. I really do agree that if that's something that you don't want to mess up, then go with your gut feelings, because whatever you feel is exactly what's going to happen. I've noticed that with intentions, you know?
Yeah. But it's funny, when he looked at me that day, I was just like, oh, my God, he gave me the look, and then he confirmed it. So I would just say with mixed signals, get to the bottom of it. Be, you know, you can have mixed signals, but just get to the bottom, like, hey, you know, mention it, and then being able to accept the truth.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, we as people, just not women, because we're always saying women, or it's men and women, sometimes it's very difficult for us to see the obvious and go with what's in our face. I think it's just something innate, and especially in just people in general, that do not like the truth, because the truth can hurt. And when the truth hurts, sometimes we might bruise, we might bleed, but guess what? You either scar, and it stops, and you get over it. That's it.
And at least you know what you're dealing with, and at least you know better than the unknown, not knowing. So the truth may hurt, but it's necessary at times. So with mixed signals, get the truth. Even if it hurts, you know, like my situation with the crush, when he said he had a girlfriend, I was upset, but he has a girl. So, you know, my feelings was hurt a little bit, but I moved on, so you can move on, whatever it is. At least you know, because there's a lot of guesswork and mixed signals. If you're sitting at home guessing, like, what did he mean when he said that? And you look, you know, just ask him, hey, you know, I feel like you're giving me the look, or, you know, am I wrong to feel that way? What's going on with you? Just have, you know, once you confirm it and they're truthful, all you have to do is accept the truth. That's all you can do. Can't change it.
Yeah, I agree, because mixed signals, man. After a while, like you said, you're sitting at home and they become assumptions, and you start assuming why this happened, and next thing you know, you have this whole layout of a story or of a situation that's not even the truth. That didn't even happen. He doesn't even know what the hell you're talking about. It's just ridiculous. Like, I tell the listeners, and I appreciate Akia for calling in, and, you know, shout out to everybody who's listening in and everybody who's called in, and just make sure that you listen to our show. I mean, the Girlfriend Network, hopefully we'll have Zena and Fallon back on next week. If not, you'll be hearing myself, and Tahira will be reoccurring on the show. I want everybody to listen in next week. Yes, thank you so much, Tahira, for always having great advice and giving us the lowdown. Next week's shows, we're going to talk about fetish. Fetish is going to be next week's show's topics, different types of fetishes, you know, what is everybody into? I appreciate you so much, Tahira. I have so much fun with you. It's like
awesome.
We're talking.
We always have
it's like me and you just talking on the phone and people are joining in. So thank you so much, listeners. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Girlfriend Network. Again, make sure that you go to www.thelovezoneusa.com to register for John Legend CD. His music is called The Love in the Future. Beautiful album. I love it. And you can also go on Facebook and go to the Love Zone USA fan page to register to win his new album. It's an amazing album. We played a track earlier. He's just on fire. And he will be with us very soon. Shh, we're not going to tell you. So thank you again, Tahira. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
And love, peace, and communication. See you guys.
Okay. Next week. Bye.
Bye.
When you're in the mood for love talk or just good music, listen to the LoveZoneUSA.com. Hella Love, the boss sure does.